This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody.
Nobody asked.
Welcome back, nobody. Welcome back, Ian. These are the cohorts, the co-hosts of the evening.
Did you say cohorts?
Cohorts.
Oh, okay.
H-O-R-T-S.
Okay.
That's co-W-H-O-R-E-S. It's a slight difference in spelling and enunciation.
It's true.
If you would like to call in and comment on our program this evening, the toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Grab a crayon, write that down on the fridge, 855-450-3733. And we were discussing this article that nobody brought in, and it relates to nobody's idea of uniting militias as an anti-racism defense.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I think not just anti-racism, though, also anti-riot, anti-looting. Because the thing is, it doesn't benefit. The one thing that Fruitcake said on the line, the guy who called in earlier, that, you know, it was absolutely on point, is this is not helping the cause. Because what happened is, and I watched it in the libertarian community, where you know, at first when they burned down the police station, a lot of us were like, yeah, check it out. And then they go and they burn down, you know, an AutoZone,
right.
And it's like, and there's more to be said on this. And people said, ooh, that's not so good. And then some small businesses burned, and people were like, oh God, that's awful. And so sympathy was lost for the movement. Now, I think that's intentional, because I think that this is all part of yet another attempt to start Helter Skelter.
What is that?
Helter Skelter was Charles Manson's idea to start a race war.
Oh, I thought it was the song by Motley Crue.
It is also a song by Motley Crue, which was in turn based on, I believe,
isn't there a Beatles song?
Charles Manson. It's named after a Beatles song, and that is because Charles Manson was obsessed with the White Album, specifically.
I remember that.
And the other interesting thing is, there seems to be some evidence that Charles Manson was a product of MK Ultra,
which is a government mind control.
Yeah, it's a now acknowledged CIA mind control using psychedelic drugs and other things.
So what did he want to happen with this Helter Skelter?
He wanted there to be a war between black people and white people, and he wanted the new, you know, the new future to grow out of that. Now, that's really interesting, because that's about the same time that G. Edward
Griffin
was giving his speech that I covered on Nobody Tells the Truth, where I talked a little bit about here, where he's talking about the plan being race war and a series of fires.
Yeah.
And so it all seems to be coming together. And one thing, at the end of the last segment, I quoted somebody from the Minneapolis Office of Violence Prevention as saying, it's important that men from the community stand up for the community. It's their right to be out in the streets, and it's commendable. But we said something about police response to this sort of thing after that, and there's actually more information about police response, which is that a spokesman for the Minneapolis Police Department declined repeated requests for comment. But at a
not responding is still a response.
Yes, it's true. And it goes on to say, at a Summer Freedom Fighters event, a patrol officer stopped and posed for selfies with members of the group during a 30-minute visit. So this is not necessarily like what I've talked to people from BLM. This is not the response that they expected to see to armed black people. I'm very pleased by that.
Real quick, I just want to point out to our listeners the absurdity of government-named entities. The Minneapolis Office of Violence Prevention, if they did what their name insinuates they do, they would be an anti-government organization.
Exactly, because they would have to prevent the extortion, which is implicit in taxation, you know? If your security company issues threats when you refuse to buy their service, they're not a security company. They're a mafia.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go on.
No, that's good. Leslie Richmond, president of Minneapolis National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said she is happy the men are armed and wants them to grow as community leaders. These brothers were there from the beginning when threats were being made by white supremacists, not just white supremacists, she said. There is no doubt they stepped up for the community. Tyler and other members view the group as a way to provide safety for peaceful protesters, but they also understand that black men armed with legally registered guns are viewed differently by many in the law enforcement and other parts of society than, say, white militia members who stormed state capitals. Yeah, they have to go into some anti-gum stuff, waving their firearms without repercussions. Waving them, were they? Like flags.
I doubt that, too.
These guys tend to be pretty good about muzzle control and trigger control, and if they're not, they keep themselves in, they keep each other in line. Nonetheless, he said, we are like any other American. We have the right to keep and bear arms, and that is so true. In Dred Scott, the decision that affirmed that black people did not have civil rights in the United States, this is, of course, before the end of slavery, one of the reasons that they gave for their decision, which is not really a reason, it's a consequence that they fear, he said, the justice wrote, black people would be able to carry firearms wherever they went if they had full human rights. So, which is interesting in light of the fact that we don't seem to have that right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
But anyway.
Well, now no one has human rights.
Yes, I do not have human rights, certainly.
At least according to the government. We all believe in the idea.
Yeah, I have human rights. It's just the government has pledged not to respect my human rights because I'm too dangerous after having owned marijuana and sold it to somebody else.
Well, you didn't have that many of them before that either.
I didn't have as many as the Constitution specified. Mm-hmm. It's like I tell people, you know, the Constitution isn't perfect, but it is a lot better than what we've got now. Okay. Ramil Taylor, a member of the Minnesota Freedom Fighters, carries a legally registered handgun. You should not have to register your handgun. Months after, I'm sorry, that was again a picture caption. I'm going to fix this next time. Months after Floyd was killed in Minneapolis police custody, as national unrest over police brutality toward black people has mixed with partisan politics, deadly incidents have occurred in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon, involving armed, self-styled civilian security operatives. In one case, it was just somebody stepping out and assassinating one of these armed, self-styled civilian security operatives. In Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse, a white Illinois teenager who they say traveled across state lines with a military-style rifle. Actually, according to him, he got the rifle in Wisconsin, is accused of killing two white men who were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was struck several times in the back during arrest. And more notably than that, the story gets kind of bad here, so I'm going to fill in some facts from my own knowledge. Yes, they were perhaps out there to protest, but what they were doing when they got shot is trying to lynch Kyle Rittenhouse. So you do have the right to shoot your lynch mob. Rittenhouse was arrested later on homicide charges. His attorneys argued that the 17-year-old was acting in self-defense. Near Portland, meanwhile, I hear music.
You do. We are near the end of the segment. 855-450-3733. We'll have more Free Talk Live for you coming right up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, minutes. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Our toll-free number here, if you need it, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, which means more fun. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party.
Party!
Yes. Well, hopefully we won't have to be fighting for our right to party, but it seems like we already must do so.
Well, we may have to because, you know, Dee Snider has already decided that he is going to take it after all.
I'm so disappointed because one of the most rebellious things I remember ever seeing as a kid growing up was Dee Snider in front of the congressional hearings defending music from the entity known as the PMRC.
Yeah.
And basically just verbally letting the politicians have it with,
and brilliantly, much more intelligent than I expected.
Absolutely. And it's one of my most fond memories of, you know, a heavy metal persona, you know, sort of taking on the man.
Now he's just a wuss.
And now apparently all the money has gone, you know, to his head, and he's no longer rebellious because he's a wealthy, wealthy man.
They literally have a photo. He posted a picture or a piece of artwork of himself on his own Twitter where I believe he's made up as Uncle Sam, and he's got, like, a mask on his face.
Wow. See, I like to think that they actually... I'm going to believe it will become a matter of faith in my church that he was actually assassinated and replaced
him
with a duplicate. So that's not the real Dee Snider.
I think that's what happened with
Dee
Mark.
Dee Snider, no matter where he is not taking it. And you see, if you see a man taking it, that's not Dee Snider.
I think they replaced Mark at some point recently, too.
There is, however, somebody, a musician, that appears to not be wanting to take it.
Don't take it!
And that man's name is Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Right. We recently covered Van Morrison here on this particular program, calling other musicians to get together to protest the COVID lockdowns that the governments have been taking advantage of, full advantage of. And so now he's.
Well,
making...
that'll probably go much better than COVID aid.
Right.
They got a whole bunch of singers together to try and do like a We Are the World, but they were all wearing masks, so it just came out.
So this from the RollingStone.com, or RollingStone.com, that is, Van Morrison to release protest songs against COVID-19 lockdown. Northern Ireland health minister says new songs are dangerous.
Quick, somebody panic.
Ah, now I really want to hear them.
New songs are dangerous.
I like dangerous.
What? I mean, sorry, before
Let's
I even get into the
dangerous.
Article, how is a song dangerous?
Well, I mean, politicians.
How does a song present any danger to anybody?
The politicians
there are
would
songs
argue
that could drive you to suicide. Did you ever hear the
not
over
unless you were
there
suicidal
thing
right.
that
not unless you were already
you
suicidal.
Have to already be
oh,
suicidal.
You haven't heard this song then.
Over there, send the boys over there.
That no, one? No, no. It's the one that they did for Trump.
I don't know what that is. Is it related to
Trump just existing is enough to make some people suicidal, I guess. But
I think so.
But, you know, when it comes to art, you know, there's no dangerous art.
Well,
it
what they believe is, look, this has been argued before. Go back to the 1990s where Tipper Gore and whoever her little buddies were with the whole...
Back to Dee Snider.
Right, with the whole ratings coalition where they kept arguing that these songs were dangerous and they could contribute to, a decline in the youth of America, etc., etc.
Dogs and cats living together, fire and brimstone falling from the sky.
Well, I mean, the idea being that media is going to have some sort of an influence on its listeners, and it will create people who are bad that weren't bad before, and Satanism, and all kinds of allegations.
I guess in one way...
Maybe that's how Aria got her job.
I guess in one way... protest songs such as the ones Van Morrison is putting together that go against the official narrative could be dangerous to the official narrative.
That's exactly what they mean. Yeah.
Yes. Well, music can be very dangerous if you happen to be a status quo.
Well, if you use music to introduce new ideas to people, then that can be a danger to a status quo, for sure.
So this article was written by Claire Schaefer.
But as far as whether whether music can actually shift a generation or anything like that, the argument is chicken or the egg. Is it the people who are being influenced by the music, or is the music being influenced by the
spirit of
the
times? Art imitates life, imitates art, imitates life.
Yeah. I would say it's got to be a perfect storm, a confluence of events where the people and the music have to be ready.
Van Morrison accuses the UK government of, quote, taking our freedom, unquote, in three new songs bashing the worldwide lockdown to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In the song No More Lockdown, the most on-the-nose of the three tracks, Morrison plainly lays out his thoughts. No more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist bullies disturbing our peace, no more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave.
That's some lyrics right there from the
song. Nice.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
I just want to let that sit into our listeners' ears for a minute. In another song, according to the BBC, Morrison references a widely shared Facebook post of a screenshot from the UK government's website stating that COVID-19 is no longer considered to be a high-consequence infectious disease, or an HCID.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Low consequences, still mandatory face masks.
And other, you know, lockdown type of measures that are also mandatory. While it is true that COVID-19 currently does not meet the criteria for an HCID in the UK, it is still highly infectious the world over. This is the Rolling Stone author talking.
Saying that the disease is different in the UK than it is in other places?
That seems to be what they're alluding to, yes.
That's very strange.
I find that strange as well. With a possibility of a second national lockdown in the UK on the horizon, according to BBC, Northern Ireland's Health Minister Robin Swan has referred to the new trio of Morrison songs as dangerous. I don't know where he gets his facts. I know where the emotions are in this, but I will say that sort of messaging is dangerous.
But I'll find where he gets his facts and shut them down.
855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While the arguments continue between Republicans and Democrats on whether or not President Donald Trump should replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg before he leaves office, Vice President Mike Pence said it's Trump's constitutional duty to do so.
President Trump believes that he has an obligation under the Constitution of the United States to put forward a nominee for the Supreme Court. There have been 29 times that there have been vacancies since George Washington through Barack Obama. In all 29 cases, the president has made a nomination to the Supreme Court during an election year. And President Trump believes that it's his responsibility and his duty to do that again.
Since Senate Democrats have virtually no tools at their disposal to block the Republicans' efforts to move forward with the confirmation process, they are begging their GOP colleagues to wait until after inauguration before confirming a justice to fill Ginsburg's seat. This is USA Radio News. While many continue to scream that climate change is the only reason for the fires on the West Coast, six additional people have been accused of intentionally setting blazes during this disastrous wildfire season that has burned more than a million acres, killed at least nine people, and destroyed towns and beloved natural areas. Four of those arrested have criminal records that point to drug addiction, homelessness, and mental illness, started small fires that were not quickly put out, according to authorities and court documents. For the second time in a week, a federal judge has said a nationwide order is necessary to ensure mail for November's election is delivered on time, and he's threatening to demand weekly updates on the efforts by the U.S. Postal Service to process election mail. U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero in Manhattan largely sided with a number of organizations across the country, including candidates for public office, who claimed in a lawsuit that President Donald Trump and the new Postmaster General are endangering election mail. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. This is the Monday night edition. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio, it's
Ian.
And Rod Serling, a man with no upper lip.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We've been talking about Van Morrison. He's in the news again, and actually he's been covered by Rolling Stone. He's writing some new protest songs that are specifically against government overreaction to COVID-19. That is the lockdowns, the masks, and all that kind of thing. He has previously called for other artists to join him in protesting these things, and so now he has written three songs, which are rather poignant to the topics. In another one of the songs, according to BBC, Morrison references a widely shared Facebook post of a screenshot from the UK government website stating that COVID is no longer considered to be a high consequence infectious disease. And in addition, Northern Ireland's health minister, Robin Swan, has referred to the new trio of songs as dangerous. Now, me being an artist, I mean, perhaps ideas can be dangerous, mm-hmm. but the songs, I mean, I've never been attacked by a song. Sure. I've never had a song, you know, run out in front of my car. You know, I've never had a song pick up a gun and, you know, threaten to do me harm or throw
somebody
me in a cage.
Like, snap a CD in half and, like, poke at you with it. That could be kind of annoying.
Yeah, but that's not the song itself. That's right. Just the media that it was printed in or on or whatever have you. So it's my opinion that songs, that art in and of itself is not dangerous.
Well, this is where historically book bans have come from. You know, we can't have the children reading Catcher in the Rye or whatever. You know, you fill in the more recent book bannings and burnings and such.
So, real quickly, just because this article did appear in the Rolling Stone, I went over to Van Morrison's official website, where he does have a news section.
And you know what? It's, before you go on, isn't the whole idea of, like, Facebook and Twitter banning certain information, like, you know how they've been saying to people who post an opinion that's contrary to the government perspective on COVID,
yes,
and they'll, like, either ban that person entirely or ban that post, and then they'll say, you know, you have to post appropriate to whatever the government rules are, or whatever the government's official line is. Isn't that kind of like a new version of a book burning? I mean, it's not as pyry, right? Like, it's not, it's not going to generate as much heat and as much notice, but it certainly is the banning of ideas, in a way, from their platform.
Yes. If Facebook came and set your computer on fire, you would notice that.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely, and it's a way of controlling and manipulating public opinion that the government could not do directly,
right legally,
you know, because the First Amendment would forbid it.
Right.
But you know, there's a wide belief, actually. There's a project that was done at, I believe, the NSA to develop a system very similar to Facebook, and it was canceled, interestingly enough, like the day that Facebook was released. Which is pretty interesting. I try not to be a conspiracy theorist, but when they you know, just jump out at me, I have to mention them.
Yeah, and you know, people will point out, oh, technically Facebook is a privately owned entity and it can do whatever it wants, which is true. But effectively, it is a public entity and it does censor speech. And it's free to do so, of course, because of its public or its private status. But from VanMorrison.com, Van Morrison himself says he's releasing three new tracks in response to the ongoing UK government lockdown restrictions. Born to Be Free, As I Walked Out, and No More Lockdown are three songs of protest which question the measures the government has put in place. Morrison makes it clear in his new songs how unhappy he is with the way the government has taken away personal freedoms. Morrison says, and I quote, "I'm not telling people what to do or think. The government is doing a great job of that already. It's about freedom of choice. I believe people should have the right to think for themselves," unquote.
"Our job is to report the news, not to synthesize it. That's the government's job."
Right. The singer-songwriter, who is campaigning for performance venues to open at full capacity again, feels strongly that lockdown is in danger of killing live music. I mean, it did.
It has.
Already has.
Yeah.
It's not quite dead.
No, not quite, but it'll come back at some point.
It's feeling better.
Without a date for reopening fully in 2020, many venues will shut down for good.
I didn't mean to create a storm of bad British accents.
But you did. But no, he makes a good point. All of the live music venues that used to have touring acts of any kind, theater of any kind, comedians of any kind, you know, the close-knit ones, the small ones.
Can you imagine trying to watch, like, a theater show from one of these drive-in shows?
No, absolutely not. It would be a horrendous experience.
Yeah.
And without a date for reopening, many of these venues will shut down for good.
Yeah.
I keep seeing on my social media, because I'm still in contact with several people, you know, musically. There is a whole bunch of people who are employed in the music industry that cannot work.
Well, yeah, they're not employed right now.
Stagehands, right, sound guys, right, lighting people.
Being on furlough is a pretty far distance from an actual employment.
Right. Yeah. And they've taken to doing things like starting their own, you know, GoFundMe or Kickstarter type things to, help them remain financially viable until said time that venues reopen again and they can go back to their careers.
See, I'd be looking for a piece of warehouse space that I could rent, because, you know, there's a lot of empty commercial space out there, and, you know, people would go just about anywhere to
get pissed drunk
while listening to live music and not be hassled.
The challenge, though, is that the venue or the owner of the building that you're renting from would have to be on board. Otherwise, most of them are just going to cower and buckle as soon as the government comes knocking.
Yeah.
And violate your lease and
actually,
get away with it.
The way I thought of it would be to say, oh, yeah, I need this for band practice. We might have some friends watch us.
That would be helpful, I guess.
Van Morrison is releasing all three of these songs 1 week apart from each other, starting this Friday, September 25th.
That's smart, by the way, doing a staggered release like that. Get the buzz going.
The three tracks will be available for download and streaming only from select outlets. Born to Be Free will be released on Friday, September 25th. As I Walked Out will be released on Friday, October 9th, and No More Lockdown is released on Friday, October 23rd.
I'm marking my calendar. You said Friday the 25th for the first one, right?
Correct. And then
after that.
Live music was banned completely when the lockdown was imposed in March. It has been possible for indoor live music performances to take place with socially distanced audiences since August 1st, but very few gigs have taken place in the UK, and most venues remain shut. I'd say that's true probably the world over.
Yeah.
Specifically here in the United States as well. Morrison will debut new tracks later this month at his upcoming shows in the London Palladium.
Even if they were legally allowed to open, there's some places where people are so cowardly they won't even go out.
But, of course, in a large area, though, you don't need 100% of the people or even 10% of the people to be ready to go out before you fill your venue.
Yeah,
because I would be much more open to going to a concert of... I would go to a country concert.
Music you would normally listen to. Not listen to.
Yeah, I would go to a country concert just to see somebody perform.
Yeah, I don't care how twangy it sounds. It would be fun to just go and, you know, have that experience again that has been literally yanked out from under us.
You know, they just tear away hunks of our life and expect us to just tolerate it.
The worst part of that is you might actually start to like it.
Well, and the part about that is disturbing to me is I have a whole bunch of musical friends back on the West Coast, and many of them are just like, well, we just have to wait.
Hunker down.
That's not rock and roll. Says. That's not how any of this works.
855-450-3733. We'll take your calls and your thoughts. We have more Free Talk Live coming up.
Nanisil plastic.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. We might have enough time. We've got a couple of callers on hold. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts, but if you want to attempt to get on the air, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I just want to take a minute to thank Cam Cakes. He is tonight's amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, it's a person who donates a little bit of money every month to Free Talk Live in an effort to get us on more radio stations than we're currently on. We're currently somewhere around 190. We could be on 200, 220, 250. It's all up to you. You can find out more about the amplifier program over at amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5. You can donate more, of course. There's a couple different levels and some fun perks that go along with being an amplifier. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you so much, Cam Cakes, for being a platinum amplifier. We appreciate you.
I also want to thank another platinum, Derek, who we didn't get a chance to get everybody thanked this weekend. So didn't want to forget about him. Thank you,
indeed. Yes, thank you, too, Derek. Also a platinum amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Good catch. I just real quick too. I know we've been talking about Van Morrison and some of that kind
protest
of thing.
Songs. Protest songs.
Yeah. I just wanted to say real quickly that Arya's campaign for sheriff has been getting some press.
Yeah.
So much press. I've been kind of lame on like helping that. I've shared like one thing about her campaign and a couple of conversations ensued about that. But she's been getting so much press that apparently the video that you edited up from our one gig that we did at Ford Fest,
your band.
Yeah. It's been featured in a couple of heavy metal periodicals.
That's because what else are they going to feature?
Right. Metal Injection. I can't remember the other one, but both heavy metal magazines.
Now, to be fair, it's being featured sort of as an aside about Aria. It's like, Aria's this metalhead. She's this rocker.
And she's also, you know, a female anarchist running for sheriff. You know,
So what probably wouldn't have gotten featured if she hadn't been running for sheriff, but the fact is you guys are one of the only real shows of any musical genre that
happened
that time frame.
So anyway, my point is that she's gotten so much press that people have seen this and they've watched the video and they've gone, I know that guy. It's Captain Kickass. And so I've gotten a couple of requests for her. Like, hey, can you hook us up with, you know, we want to do an interview. Can you, you know.
Aria.
And so I, you know, pinged her like, hey, give me the info you want to give. And so I'm playing middleman right now.
Nice. Agent.
Postman or whatever you want to call it.
I guess
it, right?
We're both co-managers now. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, man.
All right.
So, but I mean, I found that pretty cool. You know, I spent 22 years or so playing in bands in Seattle, and I don't think I ever got featured or even mentioned for anything in like a national or international magazine for anything.
It took COVID.
It takes COVID and Aria to, you know, have something written up about her and you doing the one video from the one show that we did. Right,
yeah.
And people go, I know that guy.
Yeah,
right. So, So vote for Aria if you're going to vote. That's really all I'm saying. If you're in New Hampshire and you're voting in the election,
or you can vote for nobody anywhere you are. Nobody will accept your write-in votes
at any time.
But it's too late.
We can't hear you if you're.
Yeah,
your
but
mic.
It's too late.
There you go.
All right, yes, you can do it. As promised, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Roger, calling from New London, Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Roger?
Hey, I know New London. That's the town where they refuse to allow any cops that have over, is it 120 IQ? I think that's
Roger going once.
Roger.
I heard something. It sounded like somebody was
I heard
handling their phone. Oh, well.
Roger going twice.
What's your vector, Victor?
All right, we'll put him on hold. Let's move on then, and let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Middleman, Captain Cuckass, that's apropos.
Did you say Captain Cuckass?
He did, yeah. Thank you very little, David. Thank you very little. It was ungratefully depreciated.
You're welcome very little. It's all in fun. I only tease you because you can take... I only tease people that I approve of.
Hey, I'm not going to take it. Unlike Dee Snider.
You're not going to take it. You're not going to take it. What? Say it again.
Unlike Dee Snider, I am not going to take it where apparently he
is.
There
you go.
What's on your mind, David?
Not much, but this, secession. A couple questions
on
secession.
Yeah.
So our government is scum. And if you work in our government, you are scum. And the reason you're scum is because notwithstanding whatever amount of scum the people that created this country were, they were a lot less scum than you are now. They actually created something that was pretty decent, and I bet the people living immediately after the Revolutionary War felt pretty good about it and pretty free. And then it just deteriorated. Except for the slaves.
And the Indians.
And the Indians,
right.
But there's more to be said about that, but I don't want to get sidetracked on that now. But then it just deteriorated from there till what we got now. And the reason it deteriorated is because all the scum, sons of bitches, they learned how to game the system. It's like Vegas. They learned how to fix the game.
Yeah.
So they could go into the casino called America and cheat and take it for themselves and not get caught for the most part.
Yep.
And so you all suck and you're all scum and I see what you're doing. The rest, most of America doesn't see what you're doing, but I see what you're doing. So now
and it's easy to do. All you have to do is control two nomination processes and you don't have to care about which party wins.
Well, and they are scum and that includes the bureaucrats and the politicians at the state level. But of course, they are scum that is actually within physical reach generally, unlike the scum in Washington, D.C., which is completely disconnected from any kind of physical consequence, meaning that if we want to go down to the governor's house here in New Hampshire and protest, you know, basically right out in front of his house, We can do it. There's not any kind of barrier to that, from what I understand. He doesn't live in a gated neighborhood or anything like that. He's just probably down some long, windy New Hampshire path. So if that's something that we wanted to do, sadly it hasn't happened yet, because there's a fair amount of
time.
There's a fair amount of pushback by some parties against that. But if enough people wanted to do that, they could. On the other hand, you cannot do that at the White House. You cannot get close to the White House. You cannot, you know, be seen easily from the people that are cloistered up in there necessarily. So.
Yeah, federal officials right. tend to be too far away to be easily tarred or feathered.
Yeah. tarred.
But I would take exception to one thing. It wasn't pushback that prevented me from going to the governor's house. We just never got to the level of participation.
Well, I'm just saying there is some pushback. I wasn't saying you personally. I wasn't saying you personally had pushback.
That's not what it prevented.
The idea has come up again, nobody. It has come up again in a group that you aren't a part of, and there are people pushing back against.
Nobody can stop an idea. His time has come.
So can I? Where's the idea?
Go ahead, David.
Back to the observation is that because we've become where we're at now, the system, and unless major changes are made, which are always threatened and never happen,
never.
It's only going to get worse. And so mm-hmm. that means by definition that the system has to go because it's been fatally tainted, so it has to go. We're back at the beginning. The people that created this country, they even put it into the Declaration of Independence. Hey, they wrote right in there, hey, when the S hits the fan again, then you have another revolution. It says it right in the Declaration of Independence. Throw that MF-er government off when they become tyrants. And they're way beyond tyrants now. So it's either time to throw them off. Well, actually, it is time to throw them off. But your alternative is secession. And so I have a couple questions on that.
Okay.
And that is, yeah, secession would be great with a couple of exceptions, because anytime that you alter the status quo, then some unforeseen.
If you've got two questions, you're barely going to get to the first one at this rate, so you might want to get it out
so
there.
The first one is, what are you going to do when, for instance, the Chinese attack the United States by buying up everything from the Democrat states and infiltrating them and then threatening them and then physically taking over them and then starting a war with the rest of us?
Be very, very surprised if it actually happens, is what we're going to do.
Yep. Well, now, why are you so certain it won't happen?
Well,
I'm not certain it
Chinese,
won't happen. I'll just be very, very surprised if it does.
I see.
And if I was Chinese, that would be my plan. I'd be sitting here watching you, you know, in all my war gaming stuff. I would be like, hey, there's some people that want secession. Yeah, do it. And if you guys do the secession thing.
David,
yeah.
When the USSR, you know, the Soviet Socialist, when they broke up, right, the fall of the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. did anybody attack them?
No.
No, they just broke up into smaller states.
China would rather sell stuff to us, I think, than militarily dominate this landmass.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, David. We do appreciate it.
Also, there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. That's the Japanese.
At least in New Hampshire. Probably not California. They could probably take California pretty quick.
Yeah, but who cares? Right? Let them have it.
Right. That's all the time we have. Join us 7 nights a week. FreeTalkLive.com for the archives. Thank you, everybody. See ya.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.